Hello and welcome to the session Deep Learning IDE on top of Apache NetBeans. My name is Zoran Ševarac and I'm coming from DeepNets, a startup building deep learning development platform in Java that tries to simplify deep learning for non-experts. I'm a Java champion and member of the Apache NetBeans project management committee. So the main idea how we are making deep learning easy for non-experts is to put deep learning inside the IDE. So all the procedures and steps that you have to take while building a deep learning model are available within Wizard's project window and visual tools that are well known to software developers and fall into something that we know as a common IDE workflow. The entire platform is built on top of Apache NetBeans, and as a proof of concept, one of our users is 14 years old boy who learned Java during lockdown, and after only 2 months he was able also to use DeepNets to create a deep learning model for his Java based game. You can read the full story on our blog following the link on the right. And also I would like to say that the entire platform is available under free development license. So, to get down to the point and show you how it is being done in practice, I will show you a simple image classifier convolutional network, which is a very basic deep learning model that will be able to recognize Duke mascot images. So, it will be able to tell us whether the image on the image contains a Duke logo or it does not. As you can see, there is the two groups of images, one with Dukes and the other one which are negative examples. The basic principle of how deep learning works is to give to a model a set of examples and to initiate the training procedure. By the way, entire video is available on the link below. So this is how this main screen of a DeepNets application looks like. And in order to build this image classifier based on a deep learning model, we are going to run the new project wizard. We start with DeepNets project. We'll say it's a Duke project. And as a first step, wizard asks us what do we want to do. We say we want to classify images, and the other type of machine learning task which are available is also to classify data or to predict a value. The next step is to input how many image categories we have. Here we have only two image categories, Duke and non-Duke, which is well known as a binary classification problem. So we select the options with two categories. Next step is to select image, to select directory which contains training images, and we have prepared this kind of training set here, the Duke set, and it automatically finds this index file and labels file which contain just a path to different images. The next step, we select the size because of the images, because all images have to be